Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Eric Snodgrass is here from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Agrible. Good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us. Can we start with Houston and Imelda and what's happening there? Because it's almost a replay where it just sort of gets stuck or it's turned around and stayed in place. What do we know?
Well, what we know is that this is kind of our worst fear when it comes to a tropical system. You know, I've taught students for 15 years that the worst disaster when it comes to tropical systems is when they just stop and they sit and spin. And that's what we got out of Imelda. I mean, it was barely a tropical storm at the time when it got on shore. But the problem was the amount of moisture that was contained within it, which turns out is going to be problematic for us later. But as it went over parts of Houston, just got repeated rounds of very, very heavy rainfall. And just for some perspective, there are places around Houston that picked up 40 inches of rain. And that's an entire year's worth of rainfall for us here in Champaign-Urbana. If we were to get that kind of rain over a three-day time period, you would not see dry land up here. And I'm joking about this, but I'm serious too when I say we would be rewriting Genesis chapter 7 should we get all of our rain for a whole year in just a couple of days. So this was pretty tough to see them deal with the flooding that they're dealing with from Tropical Storm Imelda.
Now, I am in northern Illinois, and there have been a few showers that have been passing through, and in fact, a pretty good-sized one this morning. Farmers are going to start to be concerned that there is wet weather here and in other parts of the Corn Belt. How much rain do you think will be expected over the next week or so?
Yeah, well, this is one part of my forecast I really wish I was going to be wrong about, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong about it. We got a pretty big ridge sitting over the southeast, and that ridge is spinning clockwise, and it's pumping moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico straight up the gut of the United States here in the central U.S. And then moving across the northern part of the U.S. is our storm track. So just imagine to the south of the low pressure track, we got cold fronts, and they're weak, but they're tending to stall out right over us. So maybe just draw a line in your head from Michigan through northern Indiana back through Illinois and eventually over to Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. That northeast to southwest line there, we're going to be just feeding it from the south with a lot of moisture. So I'm anticipating over the coming days quite a bit of rainfall. Around here, while we do have chances today and then again tomorrow morning for showers and thunderstorms, the first of the big pushes of rain will be coming, looks like to be tomorrow into Sunday through this area. But that boundary just isn't moving. It's just staying in place. And therefore, maybe over the next 6 to 7 days, there'll be a region in there that picks up 3, 4, 5 inches of rainfall. And it is the most untimely time of year to get that to happen, given the efforts we want to be putting into getting a harvest going.
Why is it happening?
Well, we got several things that are working with it. So we've mentioned already the fact that we've got the southeastern ridge, and we've got the storm track across the northern United States. But the bigger picture is we're allowing the upper levels of the atmosphere to build this pattern in place such that we keep producing a four corners or a southwest United States trough. And that particular pattern is one that produces a lot of active storm track, storm systems across the midsection of the U.S. And it's something kind of like what we saw last year, although a little bit different setup moving into the month of October, that's for sure.
Well, tell me about that shift into the month of October.
Yeah, well, we're going to feel very wet until the end of September, but some of the things that are governing what's going on at the end of October are much different from a year ago. Specifically, we've lost this El Nino signal. That's one thing. The North Pacific is quite warm, and the chances are that October does come in as a slightly warmer than average month, which would be nice. But the other thing too is that pattern is setting up such that October doesn't look to carry the extremely wet bias that the end of September is going to give us.
So as our listeners know, I've been traveling today into the northern part of Illinois. I'm in Rock Island. And as I moved through northern Illinois last night, the crop just kept getting greener, which I suppose didn't surprise me that much because eastern Illinois has been pretty drought-stricken or dry. So that crop dried up pretty quickly, but I was really surprised by how green and end of August this crop looks as opposed to end of September. So what you're telling me is that we'll have rainfall and that October may be warmer than usual. Do you think we'll be able to get this crop settled in and finished up?
Well, we've had this worry all along, just given the late planting, that, if we have an early frost, that would be very detrimental. If we have an on-time frost, some folks are going to be not yet to black layer, especially with that corn crop. At this point, looking out over the next several days, I don't have a frost threat in the forecast yet. And that takes me out about the next 10 to maybe out to 15 days. I'm not seeing it just yet. In fact, we've been accumulating some heat like we would normally accumulate in summer over the last few days. And parts of the Corn Belt, specifically the parts of the western, central, and eastern Corn Belt, are going to be continuing to get some heat. Now, the northern part of the Corn Belt, not as much, unfortunately. But yeah, this is at least a good sign, because we need a long grain fill. We need this. But you mentioned that it looks so green. We've been looking down on this crop from space, looking at NDVI images, and we're like, wow, it looks so good. But remember, this time of year, it's not supposed to look green from outer space. So that's actually a bad sign overall. And it just kind of tells you what we've gotten so far this year in terms of our late planting and what it's doing to us, pushing us into the month of October. So, yep, the good news is, with the jet stream hanging out in Canada and the storm track staying north, that is our best possible chance at resisting a really early frost this time of year.
Now turn your attention to South America. They have dry conditions there, and in Brazil, I assume they're hoping to end their dry season so that they can begin the planting season.
Yeah, so it's interesting. The thing that is making us wet right now in the near term is also helping parts of Brazil get a little bit of additional rainfall. Now, you have farmers down there that are just chopping at the bit to get that soybean crop in, because the earlier they get the soybean crop in, the earlier they can get that safrinha crop in, which is typically corn and cotton. But a lot of times what we've learned is that the first rains come in from the monsoonal flow, when it just kind of gets ramped up at this time in September. But oftentimes it goes right back over to being dry again. And most of those farmers are going to wait for the second bigger push from monsoonal rain. So a year ago, that wasn't the case. They had already had plenty of rain by this time, and they were going like mad getting that crop planted. It was one of the earlier planted crops on record. This year, I think they're going to continue to struggle with the really, really dry soil and the arrival of the monsoon, which I think is going to push their planting pace certainly behind what it was a year ago, but it could be a little bit behind their normal average planting pace as well. They'll get a good first crop beans. That doesn't really affect, they can plant beans all the way to December, but it's going to affect that safrinha crop, that second crop, depending on the timing of getting the first crop in. So yeah, we're going to need to watch the drought in Brazil carefully, and we really need to watch the position of what's called the MJO as we progress throughout the rest of our growing season. So every Friday from now on, we're going to be talking about the MJO and what it's doing to the Brazilian monsoon.
Michael Jackson, it is. I love it. Hey, thank you so thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. You have a good weekend now.
You too. Thanks.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with NutrienAg Solutions and Agrible.